KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy, Matt Bellany. And Matt, we have come to a moment that we might not have been able to anticipate for a long time. Fox News is very much in Donald Trump's crosshairs right now. He's obviously very, very upset, particularly that Fox News called to Arizona early, which turned out to be right, but that's beside the point. He felt that it changed the narrative on election night. So Trump has been tweeting like mad and attacking Fox News. You know, the Fox News opinion hosts are still in his corner. But the story from our standpoint of the business is whether there is going to be an alternative. A lot of people think he will start some kind of Trump News digital thing. But already what we are seeing is some of his supporters seem to be flocking to alternatives that are to the right of Fox News, possibly because they're mad.
Yeah, I mean, this has been the story of the post-election week, is that Donald Trump denying the results of the election and Fox News, because a few of its hosts have said Joe Biden is the president-elect. And one of the hosts, Neil Cavuto, actually cut off the White House press secretary when she started going on and on about unfounded claims of voter fraud. The Trump fans, the Trump super fans, are not happy with this. And the numbers suggest that they are looking elsewhere. They're looking for outlets that are right of Fox News. And that's interesting because, you know, people have always said that the criticism that Fox gets from its viewers often is not that it's too conservative, is that it's not conservative enough. And the Murdochs have very deftly balanced this for decades now on how to get that audience engaged without going so far that they alienate a more mainstream viewer. And what we see now potentially could be at least a temporary shift.
I mean, their numbers are still not huge, but I'm looking at Newsmax. These are numbers that CNN's Brian Stelter highlighted. He was saying, for example, in the final week of October, Newsmax had about an average of 65,000 viewers at any given time. Election week comes 182,000. Then in post-election, in this controversy that the Republicans are generating, it has gone up to 347,000 on Monday, 437,000 on Tuesday. And in the evening shows, we're going up to 700,000 and 800,000. This is like a dramatic increase for them. And you could see a world. I don't know that Trump has the wherewithal and energy to start a service. That's a big order in today's market. I don't think people think that's a thing. But he could easily appear on one of these networks to the right of Fox and have a show. I could see that happening. He's been a TV president for the last 4 years, and that could create a big bump.
Yeah, or they could do some kind of a licensing deal where he gets branding or the Trump primetime hour or something like that. You know, I don't doubt these numbers are showing a shift in the temporary audience, but one thing to remember here is that Fox News is Fox News, not just because it's conservative. It is a very well-produced, slick, high-cost cable news outlet, meaning they put a lot of effort into the product. And if you look at some of these others, as I have, Newsmax, OAN, I mean, some of these shows look like they're coming from someone's basement. And they have more in common with these radio hosts who then put their videos on YouTube than they do with the Fox News product. And even though those numbers are up, Fox News in prime time is generating 3-4 million viewers for some shows per night. That is still dwarfing these other outlets. So I'd say, yes, this is something to look at, but I wouldn't be too concerned if I was Rupert Murdoch.
I would say Trump v. Murdoch is not something we would have anticipated necessarily. There was a cutting quote in one of the reports saying Murdochs don't back losers. That had to hurt. Can that marriage be saved? But I do think, you know, that we will see that Donald Trump is a factor going forward and will make noise. So we'll see who benefits and who suffers. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.